Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Digital Dive, where we take a deep dive into digital assets. My name is Eric, and today is a very special day because we're actually going to be going over the first project, Project A, that just got announced on the Hypergraph Network. Now, we're going to be going over a little bit about this project, the team, the white paper, and why I personally feel like it's going to be one of the biggest projects in crypto, because they're actually aiming to bring an entire industry worth over $340 billion onto a blockchain. And without any further ado, that new project is called Alchemy. Let's get into it. All right, everyone, let's get into today's video. Now, the first thing that I want to say before I get into more of the details of the Alchemy exchange that was just announced on the Hypergraph Network today as I'm recording this video, the first thing that I want to say is, if you've ever done digital advertising before, I've run multiple online stores, and advertising on Facebook and Google is not the most user-friendly thing. Not only that, but it's costly. You don't really have the best analytics and data to see where everything's going, and it's a big headache. Not to mention, Facebook and Google are basically the duopoly that control everything in the space, okay? You have to go to these platforms because that's where the people are going. You're not gonna advertise in places where you don't have an audience, okay? And with that, it kind of creates a bottleneck of centralization for advertisers and publishers. Now, with that being said, we're gonna get into some of the really amazing things that this Alchemy exchange is doing and the team behind that, and why after today's Hypergraph Hour, if you watch the interview, I am extremely confident in the future potential of this project and what they're doing in bridging $340 billion industry onto a blockchain seamlessly through Constellation's Hypergraph Network, with the ability to be interoperable today. Now, let's get into some of the details. So I have the white paper here. If you know me, if you've watched any of my videos by now, you know I'm a white paper guy. Folks, you got to do your own research and read the white paper to know what's going on. And if you want to know anything about a project, they're going to put it in the white paper. We're going to go over a few things. We're not going to spend too much time here because I don't want to talk everyone's ear off. Lord knows I can do that, but let's get into it. So here we have the Alchemy Exchange. It's a new digital ecosystem for users, advertisers, and publishers. What I really like about just the title is that they put users first, okay? And the more we get into this, you'll know exactly why that one small little detail there actually makes a big difference in terms of how they created their project. So it was created by Adam Chorley, Ben Putley, and Neil Bruce. Fellas, if I mispronounced any of your names, my bad. Moving on. Table of contents, abstract. Now, the Alchemy Exchange is a decentralized advertising exchange built on Constellation's Hypergraph Network. Now, if you're a DAG holder, you know this is big for you, because anything that adds value to the Hypergraph Network adds value to DAG holders. So what they're going to be doing is they'll provide cost savings and fraud prevention for all stakeholders in the advertising industry, users exposed to digital advertising, publishers that host advertising, and advertisers that buy digital media. Now, if you don't know, most companies and businesses spend most of their money on advertising and marketing because they have to acquire new customers. They have to keep people engaged. So this is a huge industry. Like I said, it's about a $340 billion industry that grew 17% in 2020 in a year where people were technically being more frugal, I guess you could say, with their money. But because everyone went online, online advertisers had to compete for space, and they had to spend more money on advertising. And we're going to get into how Alchemy actually begins to solve this problem. So for Alchemy Exchange, the Hypergraph is the only decentralized network that can support the speed, security, and immutability needed for the online serving and transferability of media between network participants. A new digital advertising exchange that prevents fraud, increases transparency, and rewards all stakeholders that participate in digital advertising. I didn't know this, but ad fraud actually is one of the largest crimes in the world. I just learned that today, and I didn't know that was a thing, but it would make sense based on just how big an industry is. Listen, if there's money somewhere, people are trying to scam someone somewhere and make some change. We all know that. Now, the Alchemy Exchange is the first digital advertising where an immutable record of all media serving and engagements will be recorded on a blockchain and usher in accountability for new digital advertising platforms. The big word right there is actually accountability. So, as we get into the video, you're going to see where a lot of times when you're an advertiser and you're throwing money at these platforms, you're losing a lot of your money, and we don't actually know where some of this money is going. It just gets lost in the ether somewhere. Not Ethereum, not like that, but just lost in this in space. Okay? And they're actually gonna provide a platform for accountability for both users and advertisers. Here's the opportunity. In 2020, online advertising surpassed $340 billion and accounted for over 50% of all media spend globally. Can you think of a larger industry here? And now imagine if some of that money starts coming towards the Hypergraph network. A rising sea lifts all boats, people. You know I've said that before. As a result, the industry has become highly fragmented and dominated by Facebook and Google, whose walled gardens have claimed at least 53.3% share of all digital advertising spend, which has now worth about $181 billion. And this is part of the problem with centralized networks and some of the bottlenecks that are created, is that these walled gardens that these huge conglomerates make, this duopoly of Facebook and Google, is that they have so much control that actually the users begin to suffer. And then the people throwing money at the platforms don't really have a choice until now. So, in 2017, Mark Pritchard, the chief brand officer for Procter and Gamble, big company, refers to the media supply chain as murky and fraudulent at worst. Now, his words have been echoed not just by other marketing leaders, but by regulatory bodies who have questioned Google and Facebook's walled gardens and their effect in creating a duopoly in the market. Now, I don't know about you, I'm personally just not a huge fan of Google and Facebook having so much control over information and who sees what and how often and how much that costs. It seems like too much power to me. And regardless of how you feel about that, yeah, you could say they're a private company, you get to do whatever they want. Like, I get the whole thing. I get that whole thing. But it's a lot of power, and that's why I'm more of a fan of this decentralized framework. So we all know that decentralized finance, DeFi, emerged as an evolution and solution to walled garden centralized crypto exchanges. And that's technically getting a spam call. Don't they know I'm doing a video? So similarly, DeFi is going to do, I'm sorry, this digital advertising platform is going to do to advertising to what DeFi did to centralized crypto exchanges. So similarly to DeFi, the digital advertising ecosystem stands to gain significant operational and financial performance for all involved parties by adopting liquidity pools, decentralized node operations, and edge computing. And this is where it gets really interesting for you holders out there. We forecast that the serviceable obtainable market for a decentralized ad exchange is 50 million per year, which is only 1% of the revenue share of the top six exchanges, growing rapidly to 150 million per year, which is their serviceable addressable market. And the total addressable market for the first decentralized ad exchange would be about 1.5 billion per year. Now that's huge. I want you to just envision all that money coming through the Constellation network. Okay? Huge. Now here are some of the problems and the solutions that Alchemy is aiming to solve. So Google and Facebook, These are some of the problems with the walled gardens that they have, and it creates a kind of less than favorable solution. So because of Facebook and Google, independent technology companies have successfully offered an alternative solution to help publishers generate revenue. However, they've exacerbated the issue by creating an ad tech tax. For every $5, listen to this, for every $5 spent by an advertiser in 2020, a publisher received about $2.55, and approximately one-third of supply chain costs were completely untraceable. That is unsustainable, and that's a lot of wasted money, and that's why I think going to a more immutable, transparent, secure, validating, fraud-proof, fraud protection network like the Hypergraph is the perfect solution for something like this. I mean, the money that will be saved, if I'm a company and I'm running and I'm looking to do digital advertising, what other better option would I have than this? Think about it. In April 21, an antitrust case filed against Alphabet accused Google of running a secret project in collaboration with Facebook, which was designed to give their clients a competitive advantage over others by revealing exchange data not accessible by all. And is this any surprise when you're that big? It's like pay to play. You know, if you're an insider, you're you know, one of the good old boys, then you get preferred treatment. And this is, again, the problem with centralized platforms. Now, this I really love because it really paints the picture. I'm a visual guy. I need to see things in my mind in order to really understand them. And I really love this graphic. So this is the, on the left here, the intended versus the actual value exchange on the internet. So you're the user here, and then you have advertisers and you have publishers, okay? So if you don't know what a publisher actually sells ad space. So think of it like a billboard. Okay, so a publisher like Facebook is selling space on their platform to the users on their platform, and an advertiser will pay to have their ads run on publishing platforms. Now, this is what you expect it to be. You as the user are seeing relevant ads. The advertiser is seeing revenue from the user interacting with the ad, and then the publisher is seeing revenue because you're getting website visits and the user's viewing content here, and then the publisher gets surfaces users, and then the publisher advertiser relationship, they see revenue. That's the ideal model of what they think is happening, but that's not actually how it works. This is the actual value exchange that's happening on the internet. One, users, I don't know about you, all the ads that I have to see, I can't stand it. I open up a page, I'm bombarded with three different things I gotta X out of in order just to get to the thing that I was intending to click on. So someone like me will install an ad blocker, and I'm getting a poor user experience on the publisher's website. When I'm having a poor user experience and I'm installing an ad blocker, the advertiser actually has to increase the density of the amount of ads they're sending to make up for this loss of revenue. So they're getting blocked ads and poor ad performance, and then the advertiser has to increase their costs and increase ad density, and then this is a losing, non-sustainable cycle that's happening. I don't know about you, this is my experience. So to remedy the declining ad revenues, publishers increased ad density on any given page and implemented additional monetization partners. So they're having to spend more money. And not to mention, page load times have increased exponentially. If they change the script here, and this is what this is saying, if they change that whole script, you would see at least a 3% performance increase in the internet. That's huge, increasing the performance of the internet by 3%. So this was a great little thing here. Users have responded to the diminished user experience online by installing ad blockers. In 2021, 36% of respondents in the UK reported using an ad blocker. How is Alchemy Exchange going to solve these issues facing the digital advertising market? Let's get into it. fraudulent ad serving. Ad fraud was estimated to have cost $66 billion, the global digital ad spend in 2020. The solution, using Constellation's state channel framework, we can define various data types to identify and restrict fraudulent actors from entering the exchange or easily find and exclude bad actors. So because Constellation is providing the pipelines and the framework in order to secure the movement of data here and the movement of money, it's actually going to cut down on this insane amount of fraud. Insane. That's just bleeding money. Transaction fees. The United Kingdom, 49% of revenue from all programmatic transactions goes to ad tech fees, resulting in ineffective campaigns and publishers seeing declining revenues. So this is just losing model for all. And again, it's not sustainable. The solution, leveraging Constellation's feeless network, the Hypergraph, we can offer cost effectiveness with fees significantly cheaper than incumbent technology. Alchemy Exchange customers will benefit from reduced transaction fees, enabling them to become more profitable. Big. And I believe the fees for some of these exchanges were like 15%. And according to what I think one of these guys said on the Hypergraph Hour, was that they're coming in at 1.5%. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what it is. And if that is what it is, what an incredible opportunity. Only 1.5% fee down from 15%, roughly. That's huge. Auditability. There have been multiple instances of exchanges front-running their clients. For example, what we were just talking about with Google, with their Project Bernanke. And now the solution will be that advertisers, think about this. Advertisers can be assured that their advert was seen on the intended publisher page via immutable and verifiable data. Conversely, publishers can be guaranteed their impressions, or which is also known as traffic, is being monetized at the price paid by the advertiser. Do you know how big this is? I've run ads before on Google and Facebook, but there's no real way to tell that what you're getting is what you're getting. But with this, they have audibility here. You'll be able to know for sure that you're getting what you're paying for. Folks, a $340 billion industry on a blockchain coming to a neighborhood near you. Due to the transactions taking place on Constellation's immutable, decentralized, and trustless environment, stakeholders can query log-level data in real time, which means Alchemy Exchange customers will have complete transparency on the path of their digital advertisers. They'll be able to see in real time what's going on with their ads. They'll also have instant reconciliation of their ads. The industry allows a 10% loss tolerance for all deals. Nah, the Hypergraph will be fast enough to transact and serve media within 1,000 minutes per second, milliseconds. Don't quote me on this one, folks. I just want to get this out the door. I'm not a mathematician, all right? I'm a research guy. I like to do project research and then see what the potential future implications are, but I'm not a math guy, all right? We need anyone watching this, you need to know I'm not a math guy. I'll do my best though. Transactional capacity. So previously, there's no way to scale quickly during peak internet browsing times, but we know that the Hypergraph scales infinitely and quickly. The Hypergraph allows Alchemy Exchange to use network resources whenever they are needed through an incentivization mechanism and the use of DAG. The innovation of the Alchemy Exchange technology will deliver a programmatic advertising exchange with the speed, security, and auditability of buying and selling ads on a distributed network powered by rewards to transform the industry. Massive value proposition. The Alchemy Exchange will reestablish the intended value exchange on the internet between publisher advertisers and users by supporting the real-time buying and selling of digital advertising via a novel decentralized application, an L0 application on Constellation's Hypergraph network. And that's the thing, is that if you've watched The Social Dilemma and you see how creepy some of these you know, the way that your data is being collected and all the backdoor stuff that goes on with, you know, data mining and seeing what these people are doing to sell your data. I love that they're looking to reestablish the intended value exchange on the internet, because this is going to be better for users, better for advertisers, and better for publishers. What more can you want? It's like the perfect equation. And this is what I wanted to say. We are reestablishing the intended value exchange of the internet from HTTP to HGTP, Hypergraph Transfer Protocol, baby. The biggest advertisers have been clamoring for this since 2017. That is big. And this is from Ben Putley, one of the guys on the, he's the CEO of the actual Alchemy Exchange project. I love this. And this is just a very quick thing. Who's benefiting and why? And he said, all participants will benefit from the new ecosystem we are building. Users, people like you and I, will see fewer, better ads. Advertisers will reach an engaged audience. What more could you want as an advertiser? You want people to engage with the ads that you're putting out. Publishers will regain control to the means for their success and continue to produce innovative and creative content. They'll still be able to do that. Just better, it'll be more optimized. Now, this is just a few examples of what advertisers will get, what publishers will get out of this, and what users will get. So advertisers, let's say for like Nike, P&G, or Unilever, they'll have transparent and authenticated supply chains for their ads, enhanced trading strategies, instant reconciliation, reduced transaction fees, and increased ad performance. What more do you want as an advertiser? Publishers like CNN, New York Times, Time Magazine, they'll see increased revenue and profitability, auditability of buyers in the supply chain, visibility of all data in the supply chain, enhanced trading strategies, and increased ad performance. Users, people like you and me, will receive faster loading web pages, decreased ad density, so you'll see less ads that will be better, more optimized to you, de-risked internet browsing, and rewards for internet browsing as well. And we're going to get to quickly touch on something here. If you're familiar with the Brave project, the Brave browser, which is... These guys kind of did something different, where Brave wanted to have people migrate to a new browser and then paid people using the browser in their native token, BAT, Basic Attention Token. But I didn't get on board with it, because good luck trying to navigate everyone away from Safari and Chrome. What these guys did, in my opinion, was way better. Instead of navigating people like you and me to a new browser, they brought advertisers and publishers to a new digital advertising exchange platform that's completely interoperable with what they're already doing to improve user experience. Do you know how big that is? And if you don't know how big that is, rewind this again and listen to that, and then we're going to plug in just another little fact here. It's a $340 billion growing industry that grew 17% in 2020. And they're going to be saving, I think the number was 66 billion or million. I want to say billion was lost in fraud. Okay. Before we get into a little bit more about the project, I also wanted to get into, where is it? So this is the evolution of the Alchemy Exchange and will allow us to compete in increasingly larger markets. So here we have down here, if they get 1%, only 1% of the top six centralized exchanges, it's already worth 50 million. If they grow, we're looking at the combined revenue of the top six centralized exchanges, 5 billion. All the way up to their serviceable addressable market at 98 billion and 340 billion, the total addressable market, the industry that we're looking to bridge onto the Constellation Network's Hypergraph. Huge, folks. Now, The other thing that I wanted to show, this is one that the CEO Ben sent to me. This amazing little readout here that he was correct was filled with quite a bit of jargon that took me a little bit to get through. But I found this and I thought it was really interesting. So supply chain findings. In this study, publishers received half. So publishers only received half of advertiser spend. 15% of the advertiser spend. The unknown delta representing around one third of supply chain costs could not be attributed. They don't know where it went. They just lost 15% of their ad spend. They don't know where it went. That's awful. I laughed when I read this and I'm laughing again, but that is so bad. I didn't even know that. And then I wanted to kind of come down here and it's like, okay, well, what are we going to do about this? So the unknown delta here about the 15% of unattributed spend averaged 15% in this study. This unknown delta represents around one third of supply chain costs. Even in disclosed programmatic models, this amount remains unattributable. They don't know where it is. And their recommendation for it is for advertisers and agencies should seek to better understand the unknown delta to engage with industry initiatives such as sellers, JSON, different files, supply chain object. It's like, yeah, we don't really know the answer, but here's the answer. I have the answer for you. It's called alchemy. I think that is the answer. Going back to some stuff here, a little bit more on tokenomics here. The Alchemy Exchange Protocol, low fees for the buying and selling of digital ads, a 1.5% fee, as I said before, and you know I'm big on this word, interoperability between existing, established, incumbent technology and standards. You're not gonna have the adoption that you're looking for without the interoperability piece that Constellation offers. Transparency of the supply path through an immutable record. That's why we're all involved in this, because we're, you know, blockchain tech, or in this case, I guess a DAG. Instant reconciliation, privacy laws, advanced market making, some more stuff here on the token distribution and when. I believe the token will be available for sale at the end of quarter three, if I'm not mistaken, that I read in the chat. And then I want to come down here, accessibility, the L0 ADS token. So that's the name of the token. If I didn't go over that, I'm sorry. I'll probably put it in the beginning of the video. ADS ads, how perfect. Token will be traded on the Lattice exchange, allowing L0 swaps for other assets listed, and the LCX exchange, a fully accredited decentralized exchange. This will provide Alchemy Exchange with higher levels of liquidity. This is what I love about Constellation and their ecosystem, is that they're not just bridging into other things. People get so mad, like, oh, we need to be listed here, we need to be listed here. Listen, folks, they're making their own corner of the entire market, all right? Between Constellation, Lattice, LCX, this is truly incredible. They're making their own way. And if you can get in now and get a piece of that now, that's pretty incredible. This is not financial advice. Now, moving on to the little end of the summary here, and then we'll close off in a little bit more pieces. I don't know how long this video is, but you all know by now that I probably can talk a long time. So the summary: with the Alchemy Exchange's novel application of existing programmatic standards, the Hypergraph and DeFi, we can remove the paradox in digital advertisers where the few capture revenue at the expense of every other network participant, Google and Facebook. This rent seeking has caused many unintended consequences, both in advertising and the wider society. Alchemy will reestablish the intended value exchange of the internet, allowing publishers to be profitable and concentrate on the business of quality journalism. Now, if you notice, folks, I got the navy blue suit, the red and navy tie, and the white shirt. This makes me feel pretty dang patriotic, all right? We got to bring this back to quality journalism. And I have a feeling Alchemy Exchange is gonna help us do just that. A few more things, I went over this. Now, this is where I was asking them, you know, so they're losing 15%, this is Ben here, I was asking, so they lose about 15% here and then 20% to servers. I'm sorry, 15% in the supply chain just lost, 20% in server discrepancies. And I said, well, so is it safe to say that roughly 35% of publishers' money is lost, which is why it is so huge in regards to Alchemy? And he said, bingo. Yeah. Can you imagine losing all that money to server discrepancies and just gone, lost in the air? Crazy. Lastly here's the profile of the team, and I love this team. If you watch the Hypergraph Hour, they seem like a group of really smart guys that really know what they're doing and that they also are built to succeed. Now, here's Ben, 10 years experience in digital advertising, predominantly focused on selling software to global publishers. I can see why that would be probably helpful here. Ben leads the new business function at the Fifth News Corp's influence marketing agency, where he delivered 2 million plus in influencer marketing programs with brands including Disney Plus, Heineken, LR Century, Unilever's, and Nestle. A lot of good stuff here. Management solutions to CNN, International Domestic, Forbes, Telegraph, Daily Mail. So this guy's got quite a bit of experience here, does he not? Neil, 15 years experience in digital advertising, spent in agencies and tech businesses. Neil mostly recently leads business development for the EMEA region at ironSource, one of the largest in-app networks globally. Prior to this, he spent 5 years at Mindshare, the world's largest, again, media agency, as head of mobile and digital innovation, as well as being a member of Group M's technology leadership team. He was named one of the 25 most influential people in mobile by The Drum in 2015. Guys, some killers on this team. Adam, with over a decade of experience on the sell side at startups and large legacy publishers alike, Adam started his working life in ad operations before moving on to becoming a highly successful salesperson. Adam was the sales director at SmartFrame Technologies, a startup whose mission is to help image owners protect, track, present, and monetize their images. That's big. I gotta hit you up, Adam. I gotta monetize this mess of an image I have. His role was to build out an entire advertising strategy, team, and product from the ground up. Before this, Adam was a programmatic director of Condé Nast, helping to bring new advertising technology and revenue streams to a global legacy publisher. So let's go over it real quick. One, they're on the Hypergraph network, infinitely scalable, feeless transaction, feeless network, right? They're bridging a industry worth $340 billion onto a blockchain. So they're moving towards the adoption phase, and they're about to go live at the end of quarter three. They're going to be saving everyone money through this ridiculous supply chain leak that's going on, where everyone's just somehow massively losing money in supply chains. They're going to reduce the amount of fraud in the industry, which I didn't know was one of the biggest scams in the world, advertising fraud. I'm in the wrong business, folks. Advertising fraud, okay? Not to mention, they've got a killer team with a ton of experience and connections. And people like you and me, users, we want this just as bad. And the best part is, I don't think I'm going to have to do anything in order to get that. I think I'm just going to have to sit back and let it develop. Unlike if it were something like Brave and their basic attention token, I got to download a new browser. I got to tell grandma to download Brave on her computer and educate her on this cryptocurrency thing. People don't need to know anything about cryptocurrency in order for this to be a successful project, okay? And they're really bridging the gap here in terms of educating the audience, and at the same time, just allowing the advertisers and publishers who are coming to Alchemy Exchange do what they need to do without having to change everything that they're doing. Seamless integration. And that's why when this project launches, I am going to be looking very much so into picking some up, okay? Now, I think, like I said before, they're going into I think they're going live at the end of quarter three, but I wanted to make this video now and get it out. I just watched the Hypergraph Hour today. Again, this is Project A, number one, adding tremendous value to the Constellation network. So folks, if you're thinking about being a DAG holder, getting a node, which again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, and this is just my personal opinion, it is not financial advice. I think holding a DAG node is without a doubt one of the best investments of the decade. not financial advice. It is just how I personally feel after all the research that I have done. With that, I will leave everyone, and I hope you have enjoyed the video. If you haven't already, subscribe to the channel at Mr. Digital Dive. You can find me on Twitter as well at Mr. Digital Dive 1 or Instagram at Mr. Digital Dive. And with that, I'll be signing off. Have a great rest of your day.